Hi, organized and productive community and listeners. Welcome to our next episode here. This week, we've got a fast and get to the action piece of it type of episodes, which means I give you some tips on the subject of today, which I'll mention in a second. And it's all with the goal that you will implement some of these tips as quickly as possible or in the most efficient way so that you actually go and get it done and you are not always on this planning phase, which is why I'm getting straight to the point. But before I do get straight to the point, after the episode, just know that I have some news and updates for just us. I think, you know, every couple of months, I just give you some updates on what's going on at the Organized Flamingo, so that you know where to find us, what to do, and all the links and all the stuff. Okay, so stay tuned if you're interested in that. All right, so this episode is dedicated to all of you who, there's two types of people, the people that either do declutter, you know, they declutter often and they have this section somewhere in their house, in their space that says to fix or to mend. Meaning you decluttered it, you don't need it, and you pulled it out of your, you know, your space, like your everyday space, like your cabinets maybe, or maybe your closet or whatever maybe, but you didn't fully let it go because you have intention of fixing it, of mending it, of altering it and saying things like, if this was not missing a button, I would wear it. If I could glue this together, it could work beautifully. And then you just kind of didn't do anything about it because you don't know how to do it yourself or you haven't been able to find somebody to do it for you. So that's one type of person, right? Like you are ready to let go. That's not the problem. It's just that you would like to give it one more chance. And then you've got the other camp, another types of people who do have these items and it used to belong to somebody like a loved one or you inherited this piece and it's with a lot of sentimental value that you're not ready to let it go to, but you also don't want to use it yourself. Maybe you want to resell it. Maybe you want to be able to see if there's another party that would want it, but they would need to fix it and you don't want to necessarily let it go without it being fixed and knowing that it works. Okay. So, but you don't want to wear it and you don't necessarily want to fix it for yourself. So those are the two types of people that normally we see hanging on to things in this pile of to fix and to mend later. And so this episode is all about giving you some of those resources and tips on how to move forward so they get out of that bin, out of that corner, and you actually do something about it and start the journey, whatever that stuff's journey is, that is beyond the corner that is collecting dust. So let's get to it with our tips. Welcome to the Organized and Productive Podcast with the Organized Flamingo. I am your host, Stephanie, a professional organizer and productivity expert. Ready to explore the right organizing and productivity solutions for you? Yeah? Well, then let's go. Okay, so just so you know, if you are part of our community over on Instagram, you probably know that we have a series going on out there. Right now, we're at the beginning, like this is February 2024, but we will continue this series for a long time. And it's basically the series of, oh, I didn't know that that's how something worked, or, oh, I didn't know that you could fix it this way. And so we're showcasing different artisans and trades and people who have a very specific niche and a skill that can help you make something better and by fixing it, by giving it new life. And that series is very short reels, you know, videos where I showcase different trades and whatnot and how they work and where you can reach them. So head on over to Instagram. I'll also put it on our show notes on how to get to that series. But that started inspiring this particular episode. And the other inspiration was a lot of our clients, like I mentioned before, it has, you know, they have this like pile of well-intended things that they want to do something with, and they just haven't been able to find what to do with it or actually go and do it. We have an episode that is called Should You Do It Yourself or Outsource It? Also, we'll add it to the show notes. And that one gives you a framework that we've worked with before that makes you just question things about, is this something that you're passionate about? Is this something you have the resources for? And then I give you this like yes and no flow discussion so that you can determine if it's even worth doing yourself or if you should find somebody else to do it for you. And so this is like a really good companion conversation. That one is a very good conversation, companion to this one. So this whole conversation is all about finding somebody that can either teach you how to do it yourself and then figuring out if that is worthwhile for you or if you should just outsource it, right? Because at this point, you're ready to take some action. So that would be my first tip. Figure out if this is something that you want to explore and do yourself, or do you, and are you ready to just outsource it and have somebody else do it for you? Don't think about necessarily the how much will it cost just right now, okay, for this particular tip. This is more about, do you even, if you had all the money in the world, would you want to do it yourself? And, or the opposite. So that's my tip number one. Figure out, oh man, if money was not an issue, would I want to do it myself? Or would I rather just outsource it myself? Because I think sometimes we get stuck into the, I'll just do it myself because we want to save money. And then in the long run, you end up spending more time and more resources because you are not a qualified person to do it yourself anyway. And it just ended up costing you more headaches and just more effort. Okay. So that's why I don't want you to focus on that for this particular tip. So answer that question. Tip number two of finding and figuring out what to do with that stuff that you want to fix is remember that when you are fixing something, that will become part of the story. And I think that is sometimes why we hesitate about having somebody else fix it, like a tailor or a pollster, because once you give it to them, it may take a while. You do have to be a little patient. That is not one of those fast fashion order and it'll be there next day. And if it is, most likely you will pay a premium price, a very fair premium price, because that person is now taking on your emergency. And now they're dropping other things so that they can focus on fixing something for you or making it better. So that's rightfully so, right? But as humans, we like to save money. We don't want to necessarily spend extra money and wait extra time for something to get fixed. So then what do? We end up just not fixing it at all and figuring that, hey, you know what? I could just go get a new one. And that's fine and dandy, until you come across an item that is of sentimental value, that belonged to a loved one, that is an antique or a vintage item that you cannot order again with a click of a button. So that is where this next tip comes into play. And that is being patient and knowing that something is going to take a little longer, but that it's part of the story. I have seen so many wonderful stories and clients and community members that have told me that they're so glad that they fixed, that they took the time to find someone to fix whatever it may be. And actually, more specific, I'll get to some jeans. The particular story here that I'm thinking of is a good friend of mine has a lot of jeans. I'm talking, a full closet full of just jeans, very big on that. But some of them were just not fitting anymore. And so we talked about, hey, some of her options. And she did end up going to a denim specialist who cut some of those jeans that she already had that just were not fitting the same way. They fit up beautifully now. She did spend, the money and the resources for it. And it wasn't immediate. It took a couple months for some of them to be ready. But now that she has them, they fit like a glove. I mean, literally like a glove. It's just to her body type. That's why you hire like a tailor in this case for her. And it was a tailor denim specialist. So remember that this is part of the story, that you fixing something is it requires a little bit more patience, but it's part of the love and the story behind the item. So don't give up so easily. Don't think that, don't lose your cool, as they sometimes say, like just because something is not done immediately, don't think that it's not worth it. It is. It just may take a little longer, and just make that a part of your story. Now, my third tip is know the difference between trying to save the story because you want to preserve this item. Know the difference between that and trying to save, not have it go into the trash. I mean, like we always say in most of our episodes, decluttering does not mean throwing it away. I have this just side note for just a second. Many of you know, I have this love-hate relationship with the word decluttering, because for people, when I say clutter, like the declutter or just clutter itself, they immediately think that you have to throw things away. It's like this equation that somewhere this interpretation happened along the way. That's not what it is. Decluttering just means learning to let go of things that don't serve you. And that letting go is very important, because the letting go does not mean just the trash. It could be, but it could also be you let it go to somebody else. You donate it, you sell it, you do whatever it may be. It doesn't always just have to be throw it away. You could also store it. If you have the resources to store it and the money and the patience and the time, and you think it's worth it, all power to you, and you know how to find it easily when you need it, well, have at it. It doesn't mean you have to throw it away. But for this tip, I want you to explore that about yourself and know the difference between, I'm keeping this because I really want to save this. I know there's a better life for it. There's another entire person or life that would appreciate it, whether it's yourself or somebody else. And I have the resources to do that. It's not getting in the way of my life, of other people that I live with. It's not becoming clutter, unnecessary clutter. And knowing the difference between that and when something is just at its last leg, it really should not be fixed. It really just should, it's time to truly throw it away, donate it, or let it go. Some of these items can include sentimental items that are not causing us, they're causing us more pain than happiness or relief in some way. Sometimes it's just time, especially with those, like, you know, old love letters, relationship, things like that, that, you know, they got wet or something, or they got, some kind of damaged, and you're trying to, you know, salvage it, but water damage causes mold and it causes other things. And since, and sometimes you're trying to keep it, you think you can fix it, you can tape it together. Sometimes it's just time to let it go. Just knowing that difference. If you're not sure, and this is the place you get stuck, we do have a handy dandy little keep it or toss it decision guide. It's free. I'll put it in the show notes. You can of course always call us or hire somebody or ask somebody that's an expert in that item. This is especially true when it comes to fabrics, clothing, especially vintage, older clothing, old furniture, things that may have gotten damaged along the way, and you think you can put it together, but when you do, it won't work the same, and or it could be even more damaging. And so at that point, it might just be time to let it go. There are some of these side notes that I want to touch upon, especially when it comes to vintage items and older items, relics. If you find yourself with something that is truly very old and you think that's a museum or somewhere it could be showcased somewhere, you might ask that museum or a community of people that that collect these things and ask if somebody would want it to showcase it. Now that's an entirely different conversation. So I want you to make sure that when you're asking yourself, you know, is this even worth it? That you're being honest with yourself. And sometimes it's just time to let it go. All right. So those were the three quick tips, because I want you to hopefully come join us either on LinkedIn or Instagram, where I'm talking more and more nowadays about things that could potentially be salvaged, and taking you on the journey of, should you fix it? Should you not? Is it worth it? And then taking action, which is a very important piece of it here, which is the taking action piece. And this kind of leads me into what's going on with the Organized Flamingo here in our new phase. The podcast staying this, you know, the same, all things organizing and productivity, which I have absolutely loved the last little over a year. I'm talking about all these subject matters. You all have gotten back to me and just love that we're talking about these subject matters in different ways and formats. So that's staying the same. But what's changing a little is that I will be focused more on the content of the sandwich generation, of people that are now, have now either inherited or are now in possession of things that they were not before, that was not theirs to begin with. So this could be through loved ones where you had to help them declutter and now you are responsible for all that stuff. It's a sandwich generation, which is the official term is the sandwich generation, and the definition is that it's people that are taking care of older parents, themselves, their family members, and their children. I like to add that even if you don't have children, this is still your generation, because you are still taking care of your own life and your own self. So it's really just more individuals that are caregivers, that are having to take care of others and are now in possession of those things that they were not before. And that includes physical stuff. So I am really giving more content on LinkedIn and Instagram, our newsletter, over those subject matters. And one of those subject matters is what we talked about today, helping you find someone that can take those items that now are in your possession and figuring out if they're worth salvaging, if they're they could have another life with you. And sometimes they don't. Some of those things don't, they don't belong at all in your life. You don't want them there. And so it's time to let go. So we kind of go through that process, and I'm really focusing on that because that is, I can see that that is something that our community needs, and you all have talked about it. So we are focusing on that. With that also comes some new services. So check out our new services page. We have some easy, just get on the call, on a call with me, so that we can talk about strategic plans of action. So not just let's talk about it, but let's talk about it and let's create a plan so that you can have a peace of mind with all this stuff that you now have. Our workshops are going to look a little different. We were having these monthly workshops. Instead, now we have our strategic calls, and then the workshops are going to be every couple months. So those are going to be a little different. So check them out over on the website, but we are having free workshops for all of you now on these subject matters, which I think you all will enjoy very much. So that's what's going on in our world. And that's that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Again, quick and easy. I hope that these quick and easy episodes that we have, where I give you some tips for you to quickly implement things and answer questions, it's almost like journal prompts and action items type of episode, so that you can kind of move on, get you over the hurdle that you may be stuck in. So, okay. All right. Well, you know where to find us, over on Instagram, The Organized Flamingo, all the places. Until next week, happy organizing. Thank you for listening to the Organized and Productive Podcast with The Organized Flamingo. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. It helps with letting people know that we're here. For full show notes and resources, head on over to theorganizedflamingo.com/podcast. Happy organizing!